I didn't expect you so quickly. That's all. After tax win, emotional comeback, were you worried about letdown coming into this one?
You know, you always worry a little bit about it, but the way we practiced, like Friday we were very focused and we kept it short. I guess that was just yesterday. But we kept it really short and really intense. It was like, I think we were on the floor for about 45 minutes to an hour, and we got done what we needed to get done, and they seemed very focused. I think they realized that it doesn't do you any good to beat the number one team in the conference if you don't beat anybody else. And they knew Northern was a good team who beat us by 19 up there. And, well, you got to realize Tierra got in foul trouble and Becky got hurt early in the game, and we had started off strong, but Northern's a good team. I mean, we did a really good job defensively today.
Difference between up there and down here?
We're so much better right now. I mean, we've put in a couple wrinkles in our offense that I think have given our kids some confidence, and it's given them some alternatives. So when the defense takes things away, like, for instance, Northern Michigan sagged both of their posts in the paint up there. So our post players were a non-factor unless they could hit that mid-range or the three. Well, now we have Nikki Arner back. The first time she touches a ball, she drains a three in the corner. Well, they couldn't sag off of her. That opens up the floor for us quite a bit. You know, and we put in some other wrinkles where we set some double screens to get the post some free throw jumpers. You saw Clancy hit a couple of them. You know, our posts were ready because they knew that they didn't get guarded there. You know, I don't think we were quite ready to not be played. Like, you know, basically they didn't respect them there. And rightfully so, the way they played up there, we didn't play very well as a team. So, in spurts we did, but not like we did today. Today we played pretty solid for almost 40 minutes.
And you played. Excuse me. Talking about, you know, you shot well from the outside, which kind of opens everything else for everybody else. I mean, is that kind of how your offense works, or is that just what you take what's given to you?
We try to take what's given to us, but we really want to go inside out and be patient with it. You know, to bomb threes, we're not really a three-point, you know, that's not what we're looking for. If you look at our 54 shots, we shot 12 threes. We hit seven of them today. I mean, you know, that just tells you we were very patient, we took open looks, we didn't rush things, you know, we knocked down the shots. Now, it doesn't always happen that way. You know, I think part of it was, you know, Tech rushed us into some of our shots the first half on Thursday, and we didn't shoot as high of a percentage. I thought today we moved the ball that extra pass, and we got open looks instead of rush shots.
Talk about your defensive effort. Anytime you give up 19 points and a half, I think coach is going to be extremely happy. What was the key to your defense?
Yeah, I was really happy with both halves. You know, we're just doing a better job of being active. I mean, how many times did we tip balls out of bounds or cover up a drive when they started to penetrate and we were able to cover it up and be able to close out, whereas we used to be so close to our own man that gap was wide open. People would just drive by them. You know, I mean, the GLIAC is too good of a conference to be able to play everybody one-on-one. You know, too many players can go by people, and especially now with the officiating, you know, the new rules that you can't touch people. You get one touch and then you're done. It's not like the men where you can ride them a little bit. You know, we used to be able to do that. We can't anymore. So we really have to do a good job with our help side, you know, and being in the gaps and not letting them just turn corner. And I thought we did a very good job today, both halves. I mean, we only gave up 25 in the second half, and we played a lot of people that don't always get a lot of minutes. So I felt like, and so did he, but, you know, we really continued the defensive intensity. We gave up a few more boards in the second half than we wanted, but, you know, that always happens when the chemistry is a little bit different.
When you go into a game, do you go, I want to hold a team under X amount of points?
Depends on the team, but not normally. I think, you know, the idea is we win by at least one, right?
Fair enough.
You know, that's the idea. But, you know, it depends on the tempo of the game. You know, if you're keeping people on the floor for 35 minutes a game, then you're probably not going to be able to push the ball and transition as much and average 80 points a game. If you're playing people 25 to 30 minutes and running people in and out like we do a lot, we've been able to score in the 70s or 80s, you know. So it's, I think it just depends on the team and how we're playing as far as who's playing well, if we have enough bodies going in and out. I will tell you this, at the half, the way we were playing, I know the kids' goal was to keep it under 45. And they did that. So that's a real credit to them that they had that goal coming in to keep it under 45. You know, obviously they were hoping to score more than five. So, you know, I thought they just did a good job all around. They didn't want to let them back in the game because we've been traditionally known to do that. You know, Gannon, we had a 20-point lead at the half, and we lost the lead with 7 minutes to go and had to come back and win the second game of the season here at home. I mean, you know, Gannon's a good team. They were 15th in the country, but still, you know, it's such a game of runs, and all these teams are so good. Northern could have easily done that today. Fortunately for us, their good players never really got on a roll. We did a good job double-teaming Bechtel, or however you say her name, Bechtel. You know, we did a good job on her, and she didn't really get much of anything.
Week off before Grand Valley. Smile comes across your face. What's just your initial thoughts on that game?
I'm really pleased with how our team is playing right now. I want to give our kids a couple days off and let them get rested up because, you know, they're going to be cranked up and ready to go next Saturday. They're excited about playing at Van Andel Arena. You know, they're excited about playing Grand Valley. You know, we've been playing well as of late. You know, we went to Northwood and played very solid, played even better Thursday against Tech, played very well again today. So I feel like we're starting to put the pieces together. And if we can have a good week of practices, it's going to be an exciting game down there at Van Andel. And everybody's very excited about that. So, yeah, it's hard not to smile when you get an opportunity like that.
All right.
Good?
I'm good.
Thank you.